This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of cheap fun.
Being a man of increase?
They're eating the dog.
At the club, Club 1080.
Oh, God!
The hottest spot north of Milwaukee.
I love cows.
Am I voting you wrong?
Club, Club 1080.
You freaking bitch!
I'm gonna kick your ass into the fashion.
I freaking punch it, bitch!
I'm coming hard.
Pop me up over there, bitch.
He's a bitch.
That whiny bitch.
I'm going to show you my boots.
Freaking
punch it, bitch.
And I'm going to shove a burrito in my ass.
God, that was aggressive. Resourceful little bitch. We have a levels problem. I feel like we have a little bit of a levels problem. Is everything okay over there?
It's coming in hot.
I don't know.
Yeah, blame Ortner. I don't know what he's
doing. Yeah, I'm going to blame Ortner or just our new stewed.
Yeah.
You freaking... bitch!
That's
how far up your ass is your head? It's above my pay grade anyway.
Could be that you just put an extra little spicy mustard on that bitch, you know.
Hop on this jock. Well, guys, we made it.
We did. We made it through another one. Another one.
Made it to the club. Where
my TV isn't working, so I can't watch my Red Wings.
We have, by the way, the Celtics are up by 26.
I have watched 7 seconds of this game, and I think it's 6 seconds too much.
I would agree. The Celtics have 24 threes.
Seems like a lot.
And they've only made 12 other shots. Mm. Welcome to the NBA.
The NBA, it's fantastic. I wonder if Danny is live tweeting this game.
By the way, did you know if Danny has earrings?
Yeah, he
did
was,
you know that?
I did not.
I noticed that today, and I was like, hey, have you always had those? And he was like, no, I've always had my ears pierced, but only recently did I put earrings back in my ears.
Now, I thought, and again, this shows my ignorance, I've never been pierced.
Mm-hmm.
I think you have been pierced.
Yeah, left ear.
Yeah.
Because right ear meant you were gay.
Is that what that was?
Back in the day.
But what about
That's
now?
That's how dumb we were.
Yeah. I'm gay.
Which side is it on, man?
Still are. Yeah, it's on the wrong side.
I've never been pierced, but isn't it if you don't put earrings in your holes, they close up?
I think over time, but not like, I mean, put it this way, I had an ear piercing in maybe like the 90s,
mm-hmm.
and as recently as 5 years ago, I could stick something in there.
Really?
Yeah, I remember we were... goofing off
you
one night.
Dinking around one night?
Yeah.
I wouldn't give anything if you put a... You know, like LT? Lawrence Taylor had the LT earring, and Barry Bonds had like the... Yeah. I would give anything if you had a big dangly IR from your ear. Anything.
That's fantastic.
That would be incredible.
You gave me an idea. I'm in. Isachi.
But you don't think you could put the... you don't think you'd put them in now?
I don't know. I haven't tried.
The nose piercings get bigger. At least for a little bit before they close.
Did they really?
My brother's, yeah, he kept taking his stud in and out and eventually got so big that the stud would keep falling out.
Isn't that the ones, though, like nose rings and stuff? Don't you need like a special tool like to get those out? Those aren't like regular piercings. Like those are like, they're like bolted in, right?
Depends on which one it is. Not that I have a piercing either, but my brother's was a stud in the top of his ear or his nose, excuse me. And so it would just like, he ripped it out a couple times and then it came out and would fall out all the time.
Yeah, this guy says his piercings are still open, and he took his earrings out 15 years ago. So.
I'll be damned.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, Danny's a pierced guy.
I did not know. And I also found out today, not only did I find out that he's a pierced guy, that he's tattooed as well.
Yeah. He's got a lot of
I didn't know that either.
Tats.
He said he was getting a tattoo and a new tattoo. And I said, you have tattoos? And he said his entire back is done. He's got like a lion or something like all over his back. And I was like, oh, I guess he got him like in Afghanistan by some Russian refugee who was like making like tacos. And he had like a taqueria and like a tattoo parlor in Afghanistan. I was like, well, I'll be damned.
Anyway, he's all blinged up.
Yeah, that's one thing I don't... I've never done it, and at this point, can you imagine, like, is there anything more midlife crisis than a 46-year-old man coming in with piercings?
It's funny you say that, because that's exactly what he said. Because I asked him about it, and he's like, dude, he goes, it's pretty clear I'm in a midlife crisis.
I mean, it's, like, even if I wanted to do it, I'm like, you know what would be kick-ass? Getting earrings. I don't think I could look in the mirror at myself and be like, yeah,
you know,
beard,
I think,
look cool, you should do it.
It's one of those things where there's so many guys have them now,
yeah,
especially in sports.
Oh yeah,
that I think it would take me a while to even notice. Look at you every day.
I think you would notice.
And I mean, I wouldn't care either. Like, I don't know, is there still a stigma against it? I mean, I don't think so. I don't think it's a bad look. It's just, no. It just kind of is. People do it.
No, I don't think it's a bad look.
It's an expression for some people.
I don't know why I would feel really weird. I don't know. I couldn't tell you why.
It's because you're a homophobe.
It's possible. Has anyone for the last 30 years associated earrings with being gay, by the way? Like, that's like strictly like 1988.
I know, but that's why I think that stigma comes from still from the old homophobes, which is kind of what you sound like.
But I love the gays.
Well,
I would be captain of the Pride Parade.
Get your ear pierced.
I don't think jiu-jitsu and boxing would go well with fresh earrings. And plus, I have cauliflower ears, so I'm not certain that that would work very well on that either. Now, I do stick needles in my ear, but it's usually to drain fluid.
What are those big round earrings?
You gauges. Know, like,
right? Huh?
The gauges?
The gauge?
Yeah.
I'm going to get one of those.
You should.
Where your ears
big
look
ones.
Where your ears look like onion rings.
Yeah.
We have it was awful, but we have a guy at my jiu-jitsu place that has those, and he takes them out obviously when he trains, and someone got a finger through it once. And I was like yeah, cuz they're pretty big and they dangle down, but you can't have earrings in when you do it, and you know, someone had like a pinky or something just slip on in there, and I was like, that may be the most violent you could possibly be. To have another man fingering your ear hole, it's just bad, no good. Because when you get your ears pierced, you have to keep them in for a while, right?
I think so.
Yeah, I don't think you can like put them in. I know with my daughters, like, you can't put them in, and that you have to leave them in for a period of time. So that would not work. I am incapable with my hobbies of having earrings. You, on the other hand, I think you'd look great on the golf course with a big dangling IR in one ear and then a cross on the other.
If it was good enough for Mr. T, it's good enough for me.
That is. So which would be better, Sook randomly showing up with hoop earrings or a terrible toupee?
Which would be better or worse?
Well, I would feel worse about the earrings, believe it or not. Because the toupee would kind of be like a comical ha-ha sort of thing. The earrings would just make me feel uncomfortable.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I think you should do it. Just tape it when you go to do your wrestling.
You think Danny has a Prince Albert?
It would shock me.
What's that?
That's through another part of your
through mind. Your ween.
Why is it called an Albert?
That's a good question. I don't...
I don't know.
I don't know why it's called a Prince Albert.
Some guy named Prince Albert was the first one to do it.
Like some old English king was like, yeah. Watch this.
He wasn't, well, he wasn't a king. He was a prince.
He's a prince. He
but
said,
he
hey,
was
prince.
English.
I'm going to put this bolt through my dong and
yeah,
away you go.
Check this out, ladies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You would think a prince wouldn't have to do that.
Well, I don't think he has to do anything. He probably wanted to. I don't know. Why does anyone do that? Who's the first person to, I mean, piercings and all that stuff, that goes way back. That's tribal stuff. I mean, you go look at some of the tribes, like in the Amazon, they got nipples and all kinds of different stuff laced and pierced and doing God knows
what. The most popular story of how the Prince Albert attained its name involves tight-fitting trousers, which were fashionable during his era, which was the early 1800s. Prince Albert was reported to have the penile piercing in order to hang his penis to one side of his trousers, as this was more aesthetically pleasing.
Wow, there's not a better way to do that?
Not that.
Huh, that is
learn something new every day.
Why does he have to hang it?
Well, again, it messed up the line of his pants. You know, we all hang to one side or the other, and this guy didn't like the way it looked going the other way.
There are also other theories that he had, what do they call it when you got a crooked ween? Whatever that's called.
I don't know, dog leg left? I don't know.
But he had a crooked ween, and he used that to straighten it out. Straighten it out.
What year was this?
He was like, I don't know, 1700s, 1800s, well, early 1800s?
I'm questioning the sanitary conditions of sticking something through your ween in the 1700s.
Totally. That,
you're just
he was born in 1819.
Yeah, that's before antibiotics and all that stuff, man. You're just asking for dry rot at that point.
So he was married to Queen Victoria in the UK. They had a bunch of kids, too.
You know that thing was infected. You know there was pus involved in that. Ugh. Well, someone here needs earrings. Or I guess we got Danny, so... Danny is the, I think he's the only one. I could see, does Sprague have an earring? I feel like
Sprague did.
I think he does.
I think Sprague's an earring guy. See, now here's the thing, and this is not a judgmental call.
Uh-oh.
No, I think he looks good. Sprague seems like an earring guy. He, like, if you just showed me a picture of Brandon Sprague and says, or you lined up the fan staff and you said, who on the fan staff has earrings, wouldn't it be Sprague?
Schultze.
Yeah, I can see Schultze.
Schultze's a bling guy.
Yeah, I can see Schultze.
I don't know if he does.
Earrings.
But I just, I don't know why. There's earring guy and there's non-earring guy.
Well, that's like anything else. It's like if there's fedora guy and there's non-fedora guy. Yeah. There's people that can pull off things and other people can't.
Like if I saw Dirt with earrings, I'd be like, what? But Sprague with earrings, I'm like, yeah, it works. Dusty was earring guy for a long time.
Was he?
Yeah. Yeah, he was earring guy, double earring guy. But he hasn't had them for years and years.
Yeah, it says the most likely theory is that Victorian haberdashers called it the dressing ring and used it to firmly secure male genitalia to the more comfortable leg. It was very popular in those days for men to wear extremely tight trousers, and the piercing helped minimize visible endowment.
And now someone's asking, does anyone here have the navel piercing? The Jason Swaggart belly button?
Not me.
Maybe a nice belly button tattoo? Like the Reggie Miller sun around it? What if Danny has that? What if Danny has some sort of weird belly
tattoo?
Well,
I was only half listening, but he did say he had a bunch of other piercings.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and I don't remember all he listed, but what is this called right here when it's right under the lip? He had that pierced, too.
Yeah, I don't know.
Are gross.
Yeah, I know. It's like weird soul patches. I know there's a name for that.
Yeah, he used that term.
I had a teacher with one in the back on her neck.
Oh, wow.
Freaked me out.
What about the little piercings, like the clips on your teats, you know, so he holds you up when you're in the, you know, what? Am I the only...
What?
Well, you know, nipple piercings.
I know what he's
talking.
And
they hang you from the, you know, a lot of people, you know.
I had a guy at our gym ask me about that one time.
Why?
Because he was weird.
That's not weird. Just people are into some other stuff, you know.
Boy, that
he was
something
weird.
You never seen that, like in the movies or anything?
I'm still trying to figure
out
your
porn.
Your alternate porn. Trying to figure out what the that one like on your lip is, because I thought it was the septum, but the septum is the bull ring. The septum is in the middle part of your nose.
Yeah, idiot.
Which I also find very weird. Doesn't it just feel like you've got to like pick your nose the entire time?
Somebody with one of those.
I don't know why you would. I don't know why you would do that one.
He liked it.
Why?
I don't know. He thought it looked cool. He had it for a bunch of years.
Yeah, that's really what it is. You think it looks cool? Do it.
Sure.
You do you, boo.
You do you. Well, now we've got earring guy. a.k.a. Danny.
Sprague,
I'm surprised Will, as bro-y as he is, doesn't have any tattoos.
I'm not as bro-y as you guys make me out to be. You Will, just see bros bro. On TV. I'm bro. I'm not as bro-y as you think I am.
To see someone Will's age who wears a Hooters hat backwards all the time, it's shocking.
I only wear that in here.
That Will doesn't have a tattoo.
In what ways are you not bro-y?
I didn't say I'm not bro-y. I said I'm not as bro-y as you think.
In what ways?
A lot of, like, true bros are what I do to another level, is what I would say. Like,
I see what you're saying. You're just, you're minimal bro?
Yeah.
Not, like, over the top bro?
No, because, like, I can be normal when I need to be. Like, if I have a conversation with the boss, I can be normal. I can, you know, I have a lot of buddies that cannot.
That can't? They're bro-y
no
matter what?
They're stuck on bro?
Yeah, a little bit, man.
Really?
It's hard to get out of being a bro.
See, I always... Okay, that's an interesting... Well, we don't need...
We can come back and talk about it.
I know, but I've always thought of being a bro as, like... You're not always a bro. You just are being very bro-y a lot.
See, that's the problem, is that sometimes it's that way, but sometimes being a bro is a lifestyle, and you can't
change. It's just you're always a bro.
It's who you are. It's like being a surfer.
There's also different styles of bro. There's football bros. Sure. There's artsy bros. There's all kinds of bros.
Yeah, but give me, like, the traditional bro. Okay. Give me an example of one who's just always a bro. Just bro, this guy.
I think of Neighbors, the Zac Efron movie.
Oh, okay.
So all of those dudes, the frat guys.
Yeah. Zac Efron?
Bros.
Yeah, frat guy.
Bros.
Frat guy. Sick bro. You know, he's got his collar popped. You see that guy at the bar. You know, he's got to go get some chicks at all times. You know, he just looks like he's the captain of the football team at Rape Tech. You know, it's just that guy. It's just, you don't feel good, like, with leaving a drink around him uncovered. Like, everyone knows, like, that super bro-y guy.
Gronk.
See, but the Gronk is bro-y.
Gronk.
But there were some parts of that that, as a bro, I do not claim on what you were out there throwing
down.
Again,
you're trying to pick and choose your elements of bro, but we all, you said, who's, like, the bro-iest of bro? That's the guy.
Stifler,
yes. He's the guy he's the guy that's trying to sleep with girl. Like, he's always trying to arrange a threesome with some girl and, like, one of his buddies so that they can, like, perform an Eiffel Tower or something. It's that guy.
God.
Those are not the bros that I hang out with.
Sure.
You're just cool for school. Like, just always like, yeah.
You're kind of aloof.
Will has a photo I've seen of him and his bro, and they're posing shirtless in the snow.
No, that wasn't being bro-y. That was from football practice.
Bro, seriously,
you're posing
shirtless, mean mugging with another man in the snow.
I was not posing.
I'm sorry.
I got done with practice, and my shirt happened to be off.
That's as bro-y as it gets. You guys are doing the arms crossed flex while wearing masks in the snow shirtless. That is as bro-y as it gets.
Social distancing.
All right, we got dog pee talk next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.